the middle of the Suda, everybody has to make their own bracha. And you only can't have one be made to the other one. And then we'll see in the Gemara the time why, because in the middle of a meal, you can't all stop eating because you start choking yourself if you have to listen to somebody. So in the middle of a meal where you're eating already, when you drink your wine, you have to make your own bracha. Everybody has to make their own bracha, just like we have before. Even in the middle of a meal, you have to make a bracha on yayin. Mashen came, Acher Hamozen, if they didn't have wine either before the meal, now they're only having wine at the end of the meal, where you have to make a bracha now, is Alacha Echon Bracha Kulam. Here at the end of the meal, they're not eating, we're not afraid they'll choke in the middle, so one makes the bracha for everybody. The same person that made the Bar Priya Gopin to be made to everybody, he also makes the Bar Mina Besomim, what they used to do after they benched, used to bring Besomim to smell, and one made the bracha for everybody. So since he started off to make the bracha Bar Priya Gopin for everybody, we let him continue make the bracha ala Mugmur. The Apple P. Shema Vien has a Mugmur El Yachra Suda. Even though they first bring the mugmun, this psalmim, at the end of the benching, so when the person that made the Bar Priya Gopin was before benching, has nothing to do with the next bracha, still we say, since he started to be mighty everybody, we let him continue. Tadrashi, Bolehem Yayim Atei Chamosin, the Gemara first time, Vuaymer ala mugmun, Oisoi Sheberach ala Yayim, Hu Mevorach ala mugmun, he also makes ala psalmim. So you regile lohavil lefneim acher achila avkas reichel. Used to bring spices, ala eish and put it on the fire. B'machtois lereich toif to make nice some nice smell. V'orchanola bury atze b'som. He was the burning wood. Was atze b'som. So that's the bracha used to make. Is the same one that made the bracha on the yain. The part that everybody makes the bracha on the b'som. The yachas. So this Rashi. The yachas brichas amozin. Sheina mitzorch. That's the chiddush. Even though sheina mitzorch isuda is not part of the suda. Hafil hochi, mi sheberech al hayayin sheyischo bebrachos achroinois goyim. The one that started,
he's the one that finishes off the bracha. All right, turn now, thin one on the other side. Just go over again a little bit in the Mishnah where it says about berech al paperish lefnei amazin, his potias of paperish lachem amazin. Shall exactly what does papyrus mean here, and a little bit what Tosfos Sheet 3 is exactly, what exactly papyrus is over here.
The Tosfos even what Tosfos learns, Berech al apas, potas apereus nirut, demari papyrus shebatecha suda. There's even a question about the cake eating in the middle of the suda. Even papyrus liachar suda, because if it's after the suda, you pass him before, you have to make a bracha, bein lefon or bein lachru. Because Tosfos' case of Liachar Asuda, that was Tosfos' Shita here, that after you finished eating the meal, the garment, you took away the whole table, you used to bring a new table. So when you eat with that stuff, there's a bracha Rishayin, a bracha Achreina. But go upon, if you eat cake here in the middle of the meal, Pashtas Mashma, you would have to make a bracha. We spoke about yesterday, but Lamaisal Alacha, we don't make a bracha on cake. The Mishal is, why not? Because Pasabo Bekistin, it's a Shailah, if it's bread or it's cake. And all our cake, really, it's a shalom, maybe it's bread. Halacha, there are three different shittas what possible the kistin is. The most cool thing a shita is, it has to be like a pie. It has to be the middle. Is mamish kistin means they're like pockets. The middle of the cake is filled up with a lot of apples. You have an apple pie. On the top, you have a thin layer of dough, and the bottom, a thin layer of dough. That's vadai possible the kistin, that's not called bread. And on that, the brach is vadai barmini mezainis. Anything less than that, much of our chocolate cake or cake, even though the meister will make or only make a berum in Yimazainis, there are some sheep that don't hold that's called pas gomer. The kol zman it's a dough, just the ikir of the flour and the water. No matter how many ingredients you added onto it, it's still called pas, and the ikwa didn't have to make a berum in Yimazainis, you have to make a moitzi. Now, as far as the first bracha goes, we go lakuma, we only make a berum in Yimazainis. Now, here the question is, you made a moitzi on regular bread. And in the middle of the meal, you're eating cake. Now, our cake on the tzad cake is mamish pas, so pshit, you don't have to make a bracha rishonah on it. Because when you made a bracha on the moitzi pot is all type of pasas, all type of bread you eat throughout the whole meal. So all our cake, since it's a tzad to say the cake is maybe really bread, we don't make a bracha rishonah on cake. Suppose in mind, you eat cake, like a chocolate cake, even for dessert you eat it. In the Masafik, maybe it's called bread gummer, we don't make any bracha on it. The only tzad to make a bruch would be if you have mamish pie, which has a lot of filling in between, and on top there's a small layer of cake, and bottom there's a small layer. That's called possible b'kisnin. On that there's a tzad you have to make a bruch rishayna in the middle of the suda. But any other cake, l'maisa, we don't make a bruch rishayna. Not because cake doesn't need a bracha, but because we have a suffix, maybe our cake has a shame lechem to it. And on lechem, bread, mamish, since you made a mitzvah at the beginning, that pot is all type of cake. That's the reason why on the mice we don't make a bracha on cake. But cookies also you wouldn't make a bracha in the middle of the sutta. But it's sad to say, maybe that has a shame lechem on it. Matzah. Very, very thin matzah. The Sfaradim hold that our matzah you only make a burning mezonos on. We hold matzah the derech to eat it. Kistan there means mamish very thin crackers that you only chew it, you nibble on it. It's not called something eat it. Something you nibble on. That's why being a gay amol, if you have these, they have now temtems have matzah crackers. Not temtem, the mamish matzah crackers. Mamish a little matzah. Churanach you only make a burning mezonos on it. Because it's not meant to be kaveh sudur on it. It's meant to nibble on. The things you nibble on, that's like pasta baba kistin, you only make a burning mezonos on it. Depends how big it is, but the small ones, that there's just meant to nibble on it, that wouldn't have a shame pass to it. At least misafik. Misafik, we only make a burning mezonos on it. Right, Zotimur. Omar Rabba Barbachon Om Rab Yechinin. Loishonu Ela Bishabosas Yem Toik. The Mishnah said a chiddish. If before you start the Suda, you took wine and you made a bur Priya Gofen, then later in the middle of the meal you decide to take wine again, you don't have to make another bracha. The bracha you made at the beginning, part is the yayin you have later. So the Gemara, that's only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hail v'yodam kaveya sadosoy ala yayin. Because then it's normal to drink wine in the middle of the meal. So we say when you made the bracha before the meal, if you have dasins in him, you can drink wine later. So the first bracha, your girlfriend, part is the yayin you can eat later. Abu b'shay yimayis hashon, a regular day of the year. No. Then we say, Mavorach, I'll call Kais for Kais. It's not a shtekut if you kaveya to drink wine in the middle of the meal. So we say, you drank wine before the meal, make a baruch your gofen. You didn't know you're going to drink again later, so you didn't have that to pata later. Later in the middle of the meal, you decide to drink wine, you have to make another bracha. Drashi loishonu diyayin sofnei ha-mozum, poitra shlachar mozum, elu b'shabosis. De daitoi leishev achar ha-mozum v'lishtois. You know, claw then it's a shtega after you finish the meal, before you bench, to vait to drink wine. When you made a bracha before you started the suda, you have das now, you can drink wine again later, so you have das the part of that bracha. Now, in the middle of the year, I'll call kais for kais, as if you're changing your mind. You're not ruggle and drinking wine a lot, so you take one kais, you only have das to drink this kais, you made a bracha bring up on this kais. Later, you change your mind to take more, you have to make another bracha. It manami yama rabba bar mori. Omer b'shur ben Levi. Lo yishonu v'alo b'shabos es v'yem tovim. U v'shor shor dem yitzim v'es amerchus. If you come out of the v'es amerchus as l'shtega to drink a lot of wine. U v'shah sakoz es adam when you had bloodletting. As also was a derech to drink a lot of wine. Heu v'yod v'kevei es adosi ala yayin. Then we say, you make a bar for gof at the beginning, you part of the yayin you'll drink later on. Abo v'shah yamais hashonu the rest of the year. Mevorech al kol kais v'kais. But the story is, you don't have that to drink more. So it's a bracha now. Later you change your mind, you make another bracha. Rabba ba mori ikloi levei rava. Went into Rava Bechol in the middle of the week, deep by him. Chazi he saw the berech lefnei amozen. He made a bar priya gofen on the wine they drank before they sat down to eat. For hoda baruch leachre amozen. Then later, after he finished the meal, he made another bar priya gofen. He made another bracha. Omele told him back, Yasha. Very good what you did. Rashi Yofa Sisi, you did very good. Vechainon Yerushur ben Levi. Same aloha. The Mishnahs aren't talking about Shabbos for Yom Tov. That's a shtegu to drink a lot of wine. But in the middle of the year, you have to make a new bar for your gofen. We have Yitzchos of the Marab, Rabbi Yosef, Ikloy Levei Abayi. He went to Abayi by Yom Tov. Chazio de Berich al kol kosa the kosa. On every kos that he drank, he made a new bracha, even on Yom Tov. Omalei, Loisav Olamar, don't you Abayi hold? That he says on Shabbos for Yom Tov, that's the din of our Mishnah. That when you make one bracha, it partners throughout the whole Suda. So why do you make a new bracha every kais you're drinking? Or Malay Nimlacha Nois, and I'm different. I don't like yayin by Stois. I'm not a derech to drink wine. So when I drank my first kais, I only had das on this one kais. I didn't think I'm going to drink more. Later I changed my mind, I have to make another bracha. So the Nimlacha Nois. Any rogel lekvoya suda al yayin. I'm not rogel to make a suda on yayin. So therefore, by me, when I made the bracha on one kois, that's all I thought. Just this kois. If I drink another one, it's a new bracha. So the more boil you, v'olehem yayin b'teicha mozin. You didn't make the berf yagof and drink wine before you started the suda, but in the middle of the suda, in the middle when you're eating, you drank some wine. So lachris, you have to make a berf yagof. Is mahu sheyifter efayayin shliachra mozin. Then later, when you finish the suda, before benching, the shteger was then to drink a shmak of wine, to enjoy drinking the wine. Do you have to make another bracha or not? Chur, what's the shayla? Chur is talking about even on Shabbos for Yom Tov, that when you made the bracha, baruch pregof, in the middle of the meal, you knew you were going to drink yayin later. So what's the tzad? Why doesn't lalacha doesn't patter? Why not? In tin tzoloyma, derech ala yayin shlefnei hamozen. If you make a baruch pregof before you start eating, it's poter if yayin shleachra mozen, such a yayin. Pat is the wine you'll drink after the eating. Why? Mishum des zel lishtois or zel lishtois. Both drinking was the purpose of enjoying drinking yayin. And before you start the meal, you want to have a nice drink. You enjoy drinking yayin. After you finish eating, you want to drink wine now to enjoy the drinking of yayin. So they're both the same type of ishtiyam. So the brocha, al gef, in the beginning, pat is the yayin at the end. Abel Hocho, Mashen can hear the first yayin is in the middle of the meal. When you drink in the middle of the meal, it's not to enjoy the drink so much. There's their lishtois, there's their lishrois. Here in the middle of the suda, it's only lishrois. That means it's only like the soak to let the food go down you. It's like you got stuck in the middle of eating, you can't eat anymore. You're taking some wine to wash down the food. So that's a shvachra type of a drinking. That's not called a good drinking yayin. So maybe the baruch yagofen you made on the wine in the middle of the suda is not enough for the yain at the end of the suda. And that's how we hold halacha. Rashi, bolhem yain b'teicha mozin. V'koydim ha-mozin loy bolhem. He didn't make a baruch yagofen before he started to eat. Just in the middle of the suda, he got his first glass of yain. As a tim tzoloyma, l'habi rabbi mishnah say, if you want to bring right from our mishnah, Dik Toni, the mishnah says, the yain slefnei ha-mozin, poitra shlachra mozin, the yain before. Part is yain afterwards. Ain't a raya, pays no raya. To hosom zelishtois for zelishtois. They are both drinking, it is enjoyable drinking the yayin. Abu shibtecha mozin, when you drink wine in the middle of the meal, lishrois achila shibameyavu. It's only coming like let there be liquid in your stomach. The food gets digested better. But, elomat lishrois. It wasn't in the shteger to drink a lot, just a little bit, just to make a little wet. So Bezoi, that's a different type of a drinking. So maybe that bracha does not part of the drinking at the end. It's like two different drinkings. One's a drinking yayin just to let the wash down the food. And the second drinking is an enjoyable drinking of yayin. You need a new bracha. Is Rav Rama Poiter? Rav says, no, the bracha patis. Rav Kana Rama ain't a poiter. That's how we passed it. Rav Nachman Rama Poiter, Vashreshah Rama ain't a poiter. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Bechol Tamidi, the Rav Amri ain't a poiter. So I says the Rav hold here, does not patter. So even though you made a baruch pregof in the middle of the meal, and you had that, you knew you drink wine later, still it doesn't help. Because now drinking is a shvachra drinking. It's only drinking washing down. Later, when you drink to enjoy the wine, you have to make a new bracha. Says in the Mishnah, if yain came in the middle of the meal, it's called echad liyechem baruch liyasmai. Everybody has to make their own bracha. Liachra mozin, but then later, if they bring wine again, liachra mozin, echad mevorach lekulam. It says one now can be made to everybody. The chur tzurayi klo, even though they already made a bracha in the middle of the meal, they have to again make another bracha at the end of the meal. So you see, klo, you have to make another bracha. It's not for the Mishnah. How's the path to machloit samroim? Omalei ne sarayi, that's not from the Mishnah. Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means. Im loy bolehem yayim b'teicha mozin. The sefer means in a case where they did not drink wine in the middle of the meal. The wine only comes now at the end of the meal. So now pshiti, you have to make a bracha. El liachra mozin. Then echem bracha kulam. Then avad the lachar is, since everybody finished eating and there's berach ha-sefer now, one can make the bracha that he might see everybody. But enechnami, in the case where wine came in the middle of the suda and everybody made their own bracha, you have no writing from the Mishnah what the lach would be. Maybe in such a case you don't have to make a bracha again at the end of the suda. But lalach, we possibly do have to make another bracha. There are two different types of drinkings. This bracha doesn't part to the other type of a drinking. It's two different type of hanos.
That's something else. That's the yester of the Suda. That's the yester of Brichas HaMozes. Something else. No. Before you bench. After they finished the Suda, before they benched, used to be Kaveh to sit down and drink. So it's called the Hemshech, it's called one Suda. But once you bench, benching is called you finish the first eating, Gomarnu, and now you're thanking Hashem for it. So when you make the Baruch HaGofen, after benching, that's a new Vashtiya now. That's it, you have to make a new Baruch. Not worse than we had before. When you wash your hands, Chomayim Achroinim, you have to make a new Baruch now. Right, the Mishnah says, Berech ala pas, you make a Moitzi on the pas, Poteres apaperes. It pates the type of cake you eat, what taste learns to mean, the cake eating in the middle of the meal. Ala paperes, you make a bracha on the paperes, loy poteres the pas, that doesn't pat the pas. Beshami yermim afloy maise kaderi. Beshami says it does not even pat to maise kaderi, means cereal. Made the chura borer minim zainis on the paperes, it does not even pat the cereal. Rashi poteres apaperis, afa pi she'ein tzurich suda lemilu yakeris, even though it's not lemilu elo lemigmar achila, it's only to make it taste a little bit better. Still, we say you pater. You made a moitzi that pater this paperis. Iboilu beishamai areisha pligis beishamai mechuluk on the reisha oidumo aseifa pligis. Does Beshame Dingzich on the Seif? What's the Shiloh? Tikoma Tanakama, the first Tanakama Lochit says, Berech ala pas, if you make a bracha on the Moitzi, Poteres the Paperis. That Pantis is Paperis eating in the middle of the Suda. The Kol Shechein Maisi Kedero. When Avada and Avada, Pantis Maisi Kedero, cereal, which is the Ikam Mosin of the Suda. Avada is like Toko to the Suda. We also, Beshame comes to say, Lemaymar, Loi mi boy. Paperis loy potro, his Beshamai holds no. That even though you made a bracha on the pas, his pas may be only potis things that eat directly with the bread. But the paperis you don't eat with the bread, you have to make another bracha on the paperis. Loy potro the pas, el afilo maisi kadera nami loy potro. Beshamai says, even maisi kadera, even cereal. Now that's like the ikra, the suda, still the bread does not potter it. Because he'll hold, Beshami holds bread only potters things like butter or peanut butter, things your mom is eating with the bread itself. But something eats separately, not with the bread, even though it's Iker Asuda, you have to make a new bracha. That's one way to learn Beshami's Mechuluk. Oy dilmo a seifa pliki, Beshami even things are on a seifa. Tiktoni, Berech ala pateris, if you make a bracha, borim min yim zaynis, on this type of cake, loy poteres a pas. That Tanakam also says, a borim min yim zaynis does not pot the bread, you have to make a moitzi on bread. Is it a diik? The Tanakhama holds pasud loy potter. If you made a borer minyan mezonos on the papyrus, it just doesn't pat the bread. Ava maisik kederu potter. But avad, if you can have cereal now, that the bracha on cereal is also borer minyan mezonos. Avad, the bracha you made on the cake, pat is the cereal. The yosef beishamai, this would be a chiddush beishamai dinzach even here. Lemeimo, the afilu maisik kederu nami loy potter. No, even a maisik kederu doesn't patter. Papyrus is like one thing; it's a more chashuv of a thing. Papyrus. It's a suffix whether it's bread or cake. So you make a borei mezonos of that, does not pat the maisik kedera. Maisik kedera is like cooked cereal. It's a different, even though it's the same bracha, but one doesn't pat the other. But the more by a teiku. The Achrayim talk about it. What's the more mislipping about in Beishame? Might not mean what Beishame holds. And usually, since we don't pass like Beishame, it shouldn't be a nafkimina. So they talk a work that there's some nafkimina locha, how we hold in Beishame, b'chapa nafkimina, what Beisil holds. Right, is that the Mishnah again? Hayo Yoshvin. In the case where they were just sitting, is Kolechot V'yech, everybody has to make their own bracha. But when they sit down, Havasebo, they're lying down, then one kapat of the other. Mitzvah also says, Tzvah 4 says, Vasebo, Echon Rocha Kulam, V'yon Nuein Lono Vasebo. We, this man is there, don't eat Vasebo, we don't eat lying down. Without lying down, the doctor the two show you oichlam baseibo hoytzrichin aseibo. Ela yeshiva shalonu have kviyish lonu. That we sit down to eat, that's called our kviyis. Since this man is there, nobody lies down. We just sit down. So by pas the loch, if you have a suda, people sitting down together on the same table, one person to make the mitzvah for everybody.
And the Frati should go down, Braivam Hadras Mel, it's such name like that. That by path, that's the one case I said that we are like Kaveya Sudha, we're eating together, then one can make the mighty for everybody. Even though the Mishkan, the Gemara will soon see Nidavka Haseba lying down, but by us, our sitting is Kain Zer Haseba. So, right, Hayoshim Kolech of Yechon is a Dir Haseba in only because they're lying down and eating. Then one can be mighty everybody. That's called the Kvias. Loi Haseba, but they're not lying down low, then one can be mighty the other one. Everybody has to make their own bracha. Or Yaminu Avakashim, Asaru Shoye Hoychim Aderech. 10 people are traveling on the Derech. Even though all 10 are eating from one big bread, every one of them have to make their own mitzvah for themselves. But if they all 10 sat down to eat together, is even though every one of them even though each one has his own loaf of bread, so you have 10 people with 10 different loaf of bread, but since they're sitting down, it's enough that echad b'brocha kulam. It's enough one to make the bracha of everybody. So hura katoni yoshvu, which says here just they sat down. Afa pish lo yaseidu, even though they didn't lie down. So what's the sira? The Mishnah is mashma yoni make a bracha, one can be might see where they're lying down, leaning down. And here the brach is mashma, 10 people, I mean they sat down together, it's enough. Amri Rab Nachman, Rab Yitzchak, halein the Amri, neizol v'neichol lachma b'doich plan. That they made up, let's all sit down and eat at this one spot. Is Mela, since they said to eat together in this one spot, that's called the big fierce makam. So here it's enough to just eat sitting down. When you need Haseba, when they weren't convey a special makam, just time you happen to sit down in a place. Then the kvias is only if you lie down. Where they're traveling and they make up to all eat together in one place, that's the big kvias. Rashi, the doing plan, the makam plenty. They all prepared themselves and made together, will meet at this spot and eat together. Then have a kvias. That's called a kvias. But it's just time, all of a sudden they all start to sit down and eat, then it wouldn't be enough. It's only here where they made a hasmona before they prepared themselves and said, when we get to that tree, we'll all sit down to eat. That's called a kvias. So the Gemara, Kinach Navshe the Rav, when we're after Rav was Niftar, Ozlu Talmida Basre. The Talmida went after him, crushed out the Kfura, they went after him. Trashi the Kavru Biracheris. They made the Kfura in another city, so they're all Malab the Mesa in another city. He had me when they came back, Amri Neza Vadechal Achma. They said, we're traveling a long time, let's sit down and eat. And Hor Denak. On this place, they made a special place where to sit down to eat. Both of the Karchi, after they sat down and ready to eat, Yes, they become a bull. They made a shiloh. Haseibu dafku tenan abu yoshvoloi. That's what the Mishnah says. One can make a moisi for everybody. The Mishnah says only cause haseibu. So maybe haseibu is dafku because they're lying down. And Mashenkin here, we were just sitting down. One can be moisi everybody. I do more kivun the yarmi neizav unecha rifta v'duchka penisa. Since we made up right now while we're traveling that when we get to that spot we'll all sit down and eat over there, ki haseibu domi, maybe that alone is enough. That's also called a haseibu. So that was the tamidim had the shah, tamidim rav had the shayla. Lehevi v'yadayu, they didn't know what to do, nobody was pressured the shayla. Is kom ravada barava, ravada barava got up, is ahada kriya lachareha. He like the all the Tamidim of Rashi was named Nais, they rise Kriya.